This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
It's the Father's Love. It's that time of the day. It's a Wednesday, of course. Where else would you be except the Father's Love Show? Welcome to the show. It's Lindy. I feel so left out today because I'm on my own. My partner is not here with me today, but I know that we're going to have a wonderful time together. So good afternoon. Goeiemiddag, sanbonani, molweni. Welcome to the Father's Show, where we say there's a solution for everything that you need, and it's found in the Word of God. You are on K-Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. on this beautiful afternoon, where you get to be inspired each and every day when you tune in into this radio station. And I know that you are empowered, you are inspired each and every day when you listen to, our radio station. So we are on the Father's Love Show on this beautiful Wednesday. Trust that you'll be empowered. I've got a special guest that is here with us who will share the Word of God. And I know that you guys had a wonderful, Passover. It's still the month of, April, where we celebrated and, the death and the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. So I trust that this message, will continue to inspire you as we end off April. We still continue to share on the power of the cross. The power of the cross. So stay tuned as we go into a song break. And after the song break, I will introduce the guest to you for this afternoon. You are still tuned in to the Father's Love Show on the radio, K-Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. on this beautiful Wednesday. Of course, it's me, Lindy, with this beautiful afternoon. My partner is not here today and I miss him so much. It's always fun to have, someone with you. But I'm not alone. As I said earlier on, that I have a special guest with me this beautiful afternoon. We're going to continue to share the Word of God. I mean, come on. The Word of God is active. It's full of power. It's alive. It's able to transform and change our lives. And I know that the Word of God for today will empower you, will inspire you to keep on moving forward, to keep on pushing, to keep on grabbing the opportunities that God has prepared for you for such a time as this. As I said earlier on, that I'm not all by myself here at the studio. I've got a friend, a powerful woman of God that is joining me this beautiful afternoon. We're going to share the Word of God. As I said earlier on, we just came back from powerful Passover. So I felt in my heart that we need to end this beautiful month with the topic, the power of the cross, because some of us don't even understand, what the power of the cross means and the benefits therefore. So we're going to have a talk. We're going to have a word from my pastor, Nini Zondi, all the way from LPC, Langa Baptist Church, the Church Without Limits, who's going to share a word. I'm telling you, better sit, have a cup of your, tea, coffee, whatever that you fancy to drink, this afternoon as you listen to her this afternoon. Open your ears, let your heart be open to receive the Word of God. Mage Zondi, how are you this beautiful afternoon?
I am very well. Good afternoon, ma'am. And thank you so much for having me. I'm well. I'm doing great.
Amen.
I hear you say you're meeting your partner. Yeah.
Yeah. Those things. Hey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Work is always great when you have a partner, to do it with. Yeah. But God is here. The presence of the Holy Spirit is here.
No, that is true. You truly are not alone.
Yes.
He says in his word, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you.
Amen.
You are not forsaken. Even at this time, you may be alone right now, but God is there with you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. I know I'm ready, and I know that the listeners are ready to receive from you what God has deposited in your heart for us for today. And I know that the word that you have will inspire, will empower, will strengthen and enlighten our listeners as they receive the word of God, the word of God that is active and full of power. We are ready for you, ma'am. Please share, what is it, the power of the cross, and what it means to us as believers, or just, you know, as a human being?
Amen. Amen. To all the listeners, a good afternoon. What was laid in my heart when you actually asked me to share about the power of the cross, I just went to 1 Corinthians 1, verses 22 to 25. With my emphasis being on verse 25. But let me read it aloud. Verse 22, Jews demand signs, and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom. And the weakness of God is stronger than human strength.
Wow.
Father, this is your word.
It is
alive and sharper than any double-edged sword. My God, I pray that you will speak through your word right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
So as I was looking at this, I kept on asking myself, can God be foolish? Can God be foolish?
Yeah.
And can God be weak? And as I was pondering on this, then an answer came to heart that yes, it was foolishness that God had to send His only Son.
Yeah,
that is foolishness to come for you and I to die here on earth. And what weakness that He introduced us to? Fine, He didn't send His Son. For us, that is foolishness, because He has no other son, but He gave His only Son for us. And He is showing us His foolishness. I think Paul puts it beautifully when he says, it is God's foolishness and His weakness, that is showing us His wisdom. And what is this wisdom what is this weakness that we are talking about? He sent His only Son, and the weakness is Christ coming to die a criminal's death.
Yeah.
He did not die as a hero, but He died. That is weakness. And when looking at it and thinking, is this real? Can God be, can God be communicating with us foolishness and showing us His vulnerability, His weakness? But it is in that foolishness and weakness that you and I get and gain the strength. Because when he hung on the cross, it was for us to gain power. It was for us to be sinless. It was for us to not to suffer anymore.
Yeah.
Because when I come to the cross, it has to be at the end of my wisdom as a human being. When I come to Christ, I do not come to Him saying I know, but I come to Him saying I have nothing. I am nothing. So in your wisdom, sending your Son for me, I am handing my will. I am handing my power. I am handing over everything that I know, you know, and everything that I am supposed to be living by, because I realize that you are God who is full of wisdom, because you sending me your son, so that I may be saved.
Yeah.
That is love beyond any imagination.
Yeah.
God has not even cared that his son could die.
Yeah.
Such, you know, such a lowly death. A death that is not fit for someone who is God, who came as God and who came as man. So it is in his wisdom that I find power. It is in his wisdom that I find strength. And all this power is found only through the cross.
Amen.
And therefore, the cross has communicated to us his love.
Yeah.
It communicates to us his perfectness. It communicates to us grace that he has made available.
Mm.
But we must always remember, all this is not available if I am still saying I am able to do it.
Yeah.
I have to come to the end of who I am, or what I stand for, so that then I am able to benefit in the wisdom and in the strength that God is able to give. So his foolishness has truly shown that God is wiser than human wisdom. And in his weakness, it is showing that God is stronger than my strength.
Yeah.
Because through his wisdom, I am saved. Through his strength, you know, I am taken care of, because it is only found in the cross, or at the cross. Because what seemed to be foolishness, it is gain for me.
Yes.
It is power for me.
Yeah.
Then I am able to say, yes, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Because it is no longer about my power, but it is about the power that he gives me once I give my life over to him.
Yeah.
Because it is no longer I who is living.
That's
but it
right.
is me who is living in me. So that's the power. That's the power carried by the cross.
That
we come to the end of who we are and give over.
Yeah.
It's not even giving over. We yield to that which God has for us. So the cross says, hand over or yield your will, so that Christ can be seen, or his glory can be seen through your life. Because he has promised. There are promises that are attached to him living in me. You know, him being in me carries some promises and some benefits for me as a child of God.
Yeah.
Because when I come to the cross, then I die.
Yeah.
And it is Christ that lives in me.
Amen.
And if I allow him to live out his life through me, I then yield to him. I give up who I am, because it is all about him. Remember the word of God says, his strength is made perfect in my weakness. It may look like a weakness when I hand over my life, that I know that I am gaining His strength.
Yeah.
And with His strength, the Bible says, I can do all things. And therefore, I will never and must never be part of how I speak.
Yeah.
Because He is living in me. And there is nothing impossible with Him. So as children of God, there is power in the cross.
Yes.
But that power will only be seen, or that power will only be visible once we give ourselves up. Once we come to the end of who we are, but allow Christ to take over. Allow Christ to be the one who
Hold that thought. We need to take a break quickly. And then after the break, we're going to come back and you continue. I'm telling you, I'm writing down. I trust that our listeners are also taking notes and receiving what you are saying about the power of the cross. At the end of the day, you need to die to yourself in order for you to benefit of what Christ has already done for you on the cross. So please don't change that dial. We're just going to take a song break quickly. We're going to come back and continue with our topic, the power of the cross. You are back on the Father's Love Show with myself, Lindy, and of course my special guest, Mrs. Nini Zondi, all the way from LBC, the Church Without Limits in Langa. I'm telling you, there's fire here in the studio. If you missed out, we are talking about the power of the cross. And Mrs. Ninis shared a scripture on 1 Corinthians 1 from verse 22 to 25, talking about, you know, the foolishness of God and all these things. But I'm telling you, it sounds like it's contradicting. How can God be foolish? How can God be weak? But I'm telling you, what he shared earlier on, that, you know, God's foolishness, according to this scripture, is actually showing us, you know, his wisdom. You know, it may look foolish for God to send his only son to come and die for us, but it was for our benefit. It was for our sake that indeed our lives, our sins can be forgiven, that we may receive health, that we may receive all the things that God had intended for us, you know, from the beginning when he created us, you know, in his image, that when Christ died on the cross, you know, that, you know, there was an exchange. There was an exchange in him, you know, for him to die for us. There was an exchange. He took away our sin. He took away our sickness, our poverty, and we received forgiveness of sin. We received perfect health. We received, you know, wealth, everything that God had intended for us. That through the cross, God was really communicating his love towards us. I'm telling you, that's grace shown right there. And I trust that you have been blessed. I'm blessed. And I trust, you know, the remaining minutes, you know, a few minutes of the show, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be empowered. You're going to be, you know, taking a step closer to what God has purposed for you as you understand the power of the cross and the benefits thereof. If we could continue, Mrs. Zondi, on this topic, I'm telling you, I'm really, really, my life is really, really transformed. You know, the Bible says we know the truth and the truth shall set us free. I'm telling you, we are set free today with the truth that we are receiving from the word of God that you are sharing with us. If you can continue and share what we left on before we went into our song break.
You know, you just triggered something when you say at the cross, there was an exchange. And, you know, that triggered something. Actually, literally touched a nerve on me.
Yes.
Because I just thought that every need was covered at the cross.
Sure. Every need.
You know, every need was covered at the cross.
Amazing.
That exchange caused me to be the child of God. You know, that exchange made me an heir.
Amen.
That exchange actually made me a co-heir with Christ.
Sure.
And with that, it means I should be walking around knowing that my Father has everything that I need.
Yeah.
Which then brings me to what I was saying, that I can't, I won't, I'm not able to. Should never be.
Yeah.
Should never be a something that I boast about as a child of God. Because if I'm a child of the Most High God, who says he owns it all. If I'm an heir, think of just the earthly heirs that we know.
Yeah.
Can they say, no, I can't? No, I won't.
Mm-mm.
Because wealth, prosperity, everything. And with us, it's even worse because we serve a God who is a creator of it all. And if he is a creator of it all, it means I stand as a beneficiary.
Yeah.
But if I stand as a beneficiary, it then means the name who is a zombie does not exist. But it is the name who is a child of God who exists.
Amen.
Who is then able to do it all. Who is then able to boast, but not by her own doing, but boasting by that which Christ is and what he is able to do through me.
Yeah.
So, as children of God, there is power in the cross only when we yield.
Amen.
When we yield to that which he has called us for and called us to.
Yeah.
All he wants is for us not to bring the earth, and our capabilities. All he wants is us saying, without you, I am nothing for real. So there is power.
Amen.
In the cross.
Amen.
There is power.
There is power indeed. And what you're sharing it's so liberating in a big way. And I trust that our listeners are blessed, but I feel in my heart that there's someone there at home who's really listening to us, that I've been doing this, I've been doing that, but it seems like I cannot benefit from the cross. I've been working, I've been serving God, and I've been doing all these things, but I want you to really explain in a way, because how do you get to benefit? Is it something that I have to work for, or is something that I need to receive? Because I've been praying, I've been fasting, I've been giving my tithes, I've been serving in the house of the Lord, I've been doing all these things that I thought it's right for me to do as a child of God, but it seems like this exchange that you are talking about is not happening in my life. What is it that I'm doing wrong? If you could help our listener with that, the thoughts that they might have, because how do they access the benefits?
When we come to Christ,
we
are not coming to a Father Christmas.
Okay.
That you have to write a wish.
Yes.
Because in his word, he says, for I know the plan that I have for you. These plans, they are not to harm you. But they are to prosper you.
Yeah.
And remember, this is him who knows the plan about your life.
Yeah.
It is not you submitting, or giving him a time frame of when these things must come to effect, or when they must come to manifestation. Because sometimes when God speaks, because even when he says no, or when things are not going according to plan, our plan, the no is an answer from God. The wait a minute is an answer from God. It will not always be a yes for us to see that we are indeed in the plan of God. If you know that you have not sinned, if you know that you are obedient, because in his word he says, if you listen and obey, you shall eat the good of the land. So wait for the time where you eat the good of the land.
Yeah.
Because you may find that you are impatient with God, and that impatience is causing you to feel like God is not hearing me. God has not heard my prayers. But if you know that there is nothing, there is nothing against God's will and direction you are doing, just know, at the right time, he answers.
Will come.
In the fullness of time.
Yeah. Amen.
Him as God will answer you.
Amen.
Him as God will come and rescue you in whatever situation. Fala kuye is all I can say. Be patient.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Continue serving him. Don't serve him whilst you're calculating. This is what I must be benefiting. This is what. Just serve God. Serve God.
Amen. Amen.
Because one thing I know about him is that he rewards faithfulness.
He does, yeah.
Serve him.
Amen.
Serve him is all I can say.
Amen.
Continue serving him. Don't allow the enemy to make you feel guilty, because that's what he specializes on. He specializes on making us feel guilty as if there's something in our power.
Yeah, that's what the enemy
that we are supposed to be doing. No. Rest.
Amen.
Because remember,
it is no longer
yourself who is living, but Christ is living in you.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, time is run, you know, moves so fast. It's like it's running. It's like, you know, that I'm looking at our clock right now. This actually, that time is not on our side at all. But I'm telling you, I know I've been blessed. I know that our listeners have been blessed. They've received the word of the Lord. And I like the first part is that they must rest in God. The Bible says, he who comes to him must believe that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Mrs. Nini, thank you so much. It's always like time runs so fast when you have, you're listening to the word of God, but time is like gone. So thank you so much for coming through, taking time to come and share the word of the Lord with our listeners. I was blessed, and I believe that they were blessed. They have received the word of God concerning their life. So thank you so much for coming through. May God continue to bless you, increase you, open even more doors to minister his word, you know, to the body of Christ. So thank you so much for coming through.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for having me. I truly have enjoyed myself, and we bless the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Keep well. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You all heard it from our special guest for today. I was blessed. I was inspired. I know, you know, the benefits that I have when Christ died for me on the cross. I'm aware of the power of the cross concerning my life, that when Christ died on the cross, there was an exchange. He took away my sin. He took away my sickness. He took away my poverty. and he gave me, you know, his righteousness. The Bible says he who knew no sin was made sin that I may be the righteousness of God. So I know that, you know, there was an exchange when Christ died on the cross. I'm telling you, when you know this truth, there's nothing that the enemy can bring your way that will hinder you from receiving from the Lord. Because all you need to do, you don't have to work for these things. You don't have to do anything for these things, but for you to receive it by faith. You receive it by faith. There's no works attached to it, performance attached to it. You are the only thing that you need to do to respond to that which grace has provided, you know, for you on the cross is that you receive it by faith. The word says the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. So you don't need to continue to trust in God. Rest in the finished work on the cross. And I'm telling you, you see your life being transformed. You see your life being changed. So I had a wonderful time together with you. And I know that you are blessed. But time is not on our side. So I need to say my goodbyes for this afternoon. See you next week. Same time, same place. And know that there's always a solution for what you're looking for. It's in the Word of God. Keep well and God bless you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.